Pressure on Republicans to impeach Biden grows amid bribery claims, Trump indictment. By Christina Wong on June 11, 2023. Calls from the right are growing for Republicans to impeach President Joe Biden after the revelation of an FBI informant's allegations he and Hunter Biden were part of a bribery scheme back in 2015 and 2016, and after former President Donald Trump's indictment. On Thursday, the FBI finally allowed House Oversight Committee Republicans to view a transcribed interview, an FD 10-23, with a highly credible informant who alleged that both Joe and Hunter Biden were paid $5 million each to help a Ukrainian natural gas company executive kill a corruption investigation into him. Just hours later, the Justice Department charged Trump for the possession of allegedly classified documents using the Espionage Act, which has never been used against a president. Since then, there has been a chorus from influential conservative political commentators calling for Republicans to impeach Biden, as Democrats did for Trump twice. "It's past time for Republicans to impeach Biden and all his top officials," the title of a piece by the Federalist's executive editor Joy Pullman said. She wrote, "If Republicans actually care about the rule of law, their oaths to the Constitution, the American people, and preserving the best country in the world, they will treat this as a five-alarm constitutional crisis and respond accordingly. That means immediately moving to impeach Biden and his entire cabinet, among other strong political choices designed to make unhinged Democrats stop turning this great country into an authoritarian dumpster fire. There is no other way. We are in this situation precisely because of Republicans' weak and ineffective response to decades of Democrats using the Constitution as so much toilet paper, and aggressively shredding the political, legal, and cultural norms required to preserve a self-governing republic. Republicans need to be done posturing on TV and conducting impotent years-long investigations that result in no corrupt bureaucrats' heads rolling while continuing legislatively to meet Democrats halfway to insanity." Vernon Jones, a former Democrat turned Republican congressman in Georgia, tweeted, "Stop talking tough on Twitter and impeach Joe Biden." Kat Turd, a popular figure on the right, tweeted, "Republicans in Congress need to get off Twitter with their tough talk and impeach Joe Biden for his treasonous $5 million bribe. Stop talking shit and do something," he tweeted with clap emojis. Sebastian Gorka tweeted, "Americans are tired of tough talk on Twitter. Impeach and remove Joe Biden. Do you agree?" Leo Terrell tweeted, "Speaker of the House, Kevin McCarthy. You must fight fire with fire. Impeach Joe Biden immediately." Legal scholar Jonathan Turley did not call for impeachment, but argued that if a former president could be indicted for actions after he left office, then Biden could be indicted for actions after he left as vice president. However, few Republicans are openly calling for Biden's impeachment so far. Most lawmakers who have called for Biden's impeachment have long done so. Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene, RGA, introduced articles of impeachment in January 2021, and renewed her calls last week. Representative Ana Paulina Luna, RFL, has also called for Biden's impeachment previously. On Friday, we tweeted, "What Biden has done is impeachable." One new voice calling for impeachment is Representative Andy Biggs, RAS. Previously, he had added caveats to whether Biden should be impeached. On Thursday he told Fox News' Maria Bartiromo, "If we produce this evidence that's starting to pile up, if it is consistent with where the direction seems to be headed, he should be impeached." However, on Friday, he tweeted, "Quid pro quo, Joe must be impeached." For his part, House Speaker Kevin McCarthy, RCA, called for Biden to be investigated. At @Jim_Jordan, at @RepJamesComer, and all House Republicans will get the answers Americans deserve, he tweeted. McCarthy also retweeted a tweet from House Judiciary Committee Chairman Jim Jordan, RO, highlighting a letter he sent to Attorney General Merrick Garland regarding alleged abnormalities with the Justice Department's handling of the raid on Trump's Mar-a-Lago property. Asked about impeachment in an exclusive interview with SiriusXM's Breitbart News Saturday, McCarthy told Breitbart News Washington Bureau Chief Matt Boyle, "We take it exactly wherever the evidence drives us. And that's where we've been able to find the bank accounts. That's where we've been able to find this 10-23. But one piece of evidence leads us to the next piece of evidence, so we're following the trail. We have more 1023s, and we have Christopher Ray now, we told him we want those. So we are following this trail, we will follow it all the way and we will apply the law exactly the way that it should be. If something arises to that occasion, be it impeachment, be it contempt, be it anything else, we have shown that we will follow it fairly ably and the American public can trust us that we would do that, he said. Follow Breitbart News's Christina Wong on Twitter, Truth Social, or on Facebook.